You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class here in KGYM as we come your way on this Thursday. What a beautiful day in Eastern Iowa. Football weather. We got football tonight, college football, high school football, and a big football weekend. We'll talk about that and more. We welcome you in to the Gym Class. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. As always, we're presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. You can find out more about DuPaco as well by going to our website. That, of course, is KGYMRadio.com. Good show for you. We'll talk a lot of college football coming up today. News out of the Big 12. Reports are that the Big 12 Conference, expansion. Well, it went away for, two or three days. It's back in the limelight. And reportedly, the Big 12 looking at four possibilities to add as far as their roster is concerned when Texas and Oklahoma leave. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Big 12. We'll talk about the Big 10, how Mark and I see it playing out this year and how you see it playing out as well. We'll take your phone calls and texts about that at 319-366-1600. And lots of things to cover, including golf, with you here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. So we've got a good show lined up for you coming up today. As Mark joins me from his home on the southwest side. Great to talk with you. How you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Looking forward to diving into some sure-to-go-wrong predictions, right?
Well, we've been right before. Huh? We've been right before. Not too many times, but, it happens. It happens, but we're going to attack it and see how it all plays out, and get your thoughts as well about the Big 12 and the Big 10, which gets underway tonight. Now, we thought there would be more football coming up tonight, but that is not going to be the case. The remnants of now Tropical Storm Ida have played havoc with some, obviously have been just terrible since moving inland from New Orleans and that area, and now moving to the northeast. And it has resulted in the postponement of the Rutgers home game tonight against Temple. That one has been postponed. I have not heard a date that they're going to try to make it up, but you got to think that was probably going to be the case, if at all possible, down the line. So one less game tonight as far as the docket, a pretty large docket for a Thursday night in college football in the opening week, but highlighted tonight by a Big Ten opener between the fourth-rated Ohio State Buckeyes and the Minnesota Golden Gophers from whatever they're calling that stadium. I know it's not the former bank name in Minneapolis now.
Yeah, looking forward to that game. By the way, Temple Rutgers rescheduled for Saturday.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Ida really dumped a lot of rain on the East Coast that flooded Yankee Stadium. The Yankees were playing in California, but the announcers were calling the game from Yankee Stadium. Just some wild pictures of the flooding there at Yankee Stadium. It affected the U.S. Open tennis tournament. Even though there's a contractable roof at Billie Jean King Stadium, the water poured through there as well. So not a laughing matter by any means, but that game being rescheduled. Very anxious to see Ohio State, what it looks like. It's a two-touchdown favorite against Minnesota, which has, like a lot of teams, has almost everybody back. So this could be an entertaining game.
It could be. Now, the biggest question mark about Ohio State, of course, is the fact they have a brand-new quarterback under center. And how is that going to play out as far as the Buckeyes are concerned? Listen, there is... there's so much talent. Five stars, four stars, up and down the line. Not that that matters. We've been over that before. But still, it is Ohio State. And this is a program that doesn't rebuild, it reloads. And a lot of people are anticipating that. They are the overwhelming favorite as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned. And C.J. Stroud is going to be the brand new quarterback, redshirt freshman for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So we'll see. We'll see. It was a very spirited competition, apparently. Four quarterbacks going at it as far as the Ohio State University is concerned. Four stars, five stars, top recruits, whatever the case may be, and Stroud won it. So he's not going to be perfect tonight. If he is, you know, good night as far as the Big Ten is concerned. If he comes out of the chute and is absolutely wonderful in his first start. But Ohio State's got, they got some excellent skill people, and it's a defense that has some good components back as well.
Yeah, you're quite right about that. And, you know, Stroud, before he even takes a snap, has gotten a new car as part of an NIL deal with a local dealership.
$1.4 million, wasn't it?
No, that's another quarterback.
Well, I'm getting my five-star Ohio State $1 million NIL quarterbacks mixed up.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers signed a $1.4 million NIL deal. But, it's going to be interesting to see how Stroud does out of the chute. You're quite right, surrounded by, you know, four- and five-star players. That doesn't always equate to a like result, but I don't know. Two touchdown favorite on the road, season opener.
New quarterback. Are you playing your hand as far as 14 points in Ohio State here, Mark?
I'm not even touching this one. And the first week oftentimes is the best of times and the worst of times. To lay down any money on a certain team.
You talk about getting things right, getting predictions right and whatnot. I think we got one right. You and I both said that people are going to start to pick schools based on the fact that they can get a big NIL deal. We got that one right, Mark.
Yep.
319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. So, yes, 86.99 on the text line. The last time a new quarterback was a detriment to Ohio State, it's been a while. It has been a while. But big shoes to fill as far as Justin Fields is concerned, and got a bevy of great receivers. Now, remember, Minnesota has got very experienced folks. Tanner Morgan. How long has Tanner Morgan been the quarterback in Minnesota? It seems like 12 years he's been around. Of course, Muhammad Ibrahim, the running back, all Big Ten running back for the Gophers. He is back. I think Minnesota is going to be better as far as the defensive side of the ball. They lost so much going into the COVID season last year that it was very, very tough for the Gophers on that side of the football. Only won three games last year. I think Minnesota could be a player. I'm not sure they're going to win tonight, but I got a feeling they're going to keep this thing close tonight.
Yeah, predictions are all over the board on the Gophers. I mean, I've seen some places where Minnesota is picked behind Purdue, for example. And about fourth or fifth in the West. Other folks like them more, like you, maybe challenging for third in the West. But with all that experience back, that has to count for something.
Ralph is saying this is his Big Ten lock of the week tonight. Ohio State over the Gophers, big. So, and he gave us the Illinois win last week. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll get to some more college football coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll get a few predictions as far as the Big Ten and the Big 12. We'll talk about that. We mentioned Rutgers game tonight. has been postponed until Saturday, as Mark mentioned. Other games coming up tonight. Tennessee will start, I believe, their 100th year of football at Neyland Stadium as a 37-point favorite over Bowling Green in Knoxville.
And I think it's even higher than that now.
37. Bowling Green has really fallen off. 5 or 6 years ago, that was a very good program out of the MAC. Really have fallen on hard times. Other games, North Carolina State will take on South Florida. Number 24, Utah, takes on Weber State coming up tonight. It is Buffalo hosting Wagner. Boise State is at UCF coming up this evening. And 22nd-rated Coastal Carolina will host the Citadel, the military school of the Carolinas, tonight. And that will get underway at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. The reason I bring up, Mark, UCF is the fact that they are part of a report today. This coming out of CBS Sports. Baird Sally just about an hour ago coming up with a story that the Big 12 is looking at expansion. Four teams with a focus on BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and the Golden Knights of Central Florida. And not, yes, you got BYU, which I think is a natural, to try to get that football independent in there. Cincinnati has been very, very good on the football field as of late. Houston has had good teams in the past, but I think UCF is probably the linchpin in all this, Mark, because that goes to an Eastern school again, a Southeastern school, and that those folks, along with Cincinnati, probably can appease West Virginia to perhaps make them stay in the Big 12 instead of departing for the ACC. We'll see. I think the Big 12, when they talked about expansion, had to go east, though.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned West Virginia. That's a key component because with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, that leaves eight teams. You add four. I'm good at math. That makes 12 if West Virginia stays. The four schools you mentioned, actually really good markets in my mind.
Yep.
It's not New York City or L.A., but and they've got good fan bases, and I think have a pretty good fit for the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, Houston obviously is a top 10 market. Orlando is a growing area. BYU has got Salt Lake City, but it's still BYU. And then, of course, Cincinnati is a metropolitan area as well. And, yeah, I think staying with 12, you get to keep the championship game. Be awful hard to do it. You could do it with eight, but it would be hard. You'd also only have seven conference games to play. And in this world of the Alliance and the SEC with 16 teams, it's going to be much harder to find quality non-conference opponents. 86-99, if they could pick those four up, they can survive. I would agree. Or any four, but I think those are the main four that they are going to go after. You could probably substitute Boise State for one of those four, I believe, if somebody does not want to join. But you take a look at football, they're all pretty good fits. Basketball, I mean, BYU has had good teams in the past. Cincinnati, likewise. UCF has been a little bit up and down. And Houston right now is on a big-time roll with Kelvin Sampson. But you get Kelvin Sampson back into the league. And that didn't go real well the last time he was in the league. But I think it's a fit for the Big 12.
That's almost a nationwide conference. If those four teams join, you've got BYU out in the West. You've got, you know, your Houstons, Texas Tech, TCU down south. Go to Central Florida. On the East Coast and along with West Virginia. Very widespread league that I think would have the makings of, well, they go to divisions, right?
I would imagine, yeah. I would imagine that would be the case. And don't ask me how those are going to play out, but we'll see. Yahoo Sports now also reporting that just a few minutes ago as part of the Big 12 expansion possibilities out there. So Didn't take long, right? Did not take long for this whole thing to start to pick up momentum again.
Thus quieting the talk of Iowa State going to the Big Ten.
And perhaps...
momentarily.
Perhaps another nail in the Cy-Hawk football rivalry after 2025?
We'll see how it plays out. I mean, I hope that's not the case. You mentioned the contract goes through 25, and depending on how different leagues are going to schedule, that's the big thing, I think, in my mind.
Yeah, but if the Alliance is going to do what the Alliance says, and you have four conference home games, four conference road games, you play either an ACC school or a Pac-12 school on the road or at home, one or the other, you're not going to want to probably pick up another big-time game like that. I mean, why shoot yourself in the foot when other teams are not doing that? And that's...
because it's Iowa State.
Well, true, but that's going to be awful hard. In my mind, it's awful hard to play three Power 5 schools in your four non-conference. But and then, you go, of course, you have to have the seven to pay the bills. And that's a must. That is an absolute must. Can it be worked out? Perhaps. But there's a lot of water to go under the bridge from now until all this. It's going to change about 75 more times, to be honest with you. So don't write it off yet, but don't set it in stone. Is that our best advice?
That's the best advice for the last couple of years.
319-366-1600. As we come your way here at 321, Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. 47-02, went to Big Ten stay with six division games and two crossovers. You would have to play everybody in your division. I would assume that would be the case. However they're going to do it, I don't know. And like we just said, it could be put down on pen and paper or whatever tomorrow, and could change three times by the time next year rolls around.
In that scenario, it'd still leave four non-conference games.
True. And you get two with the Alliance and then two of your own ilk. And like I said, I would be really shocked if Iowa continues with Iowa State, if that is the scenario that plays out. Might not be the scenario that plays out, but remains to be seen. Remains to be seen about that. All right, so that is football. We'll get to more football coming up in just a little bit, but we do have, we got golf to talk about. Oh, I love it when you got a 10-shot lead. Why can't I find a tournament I've got a 10-shot lead starting off the first round, Mark? But that was the case today for Patrick Cantlay, and he has increased it to a 2-shot lead to a 3-shot lead right now in Atlanta.
He does. He's three up on Victor Hovland, Cameron Smith, and John Rahm at this point. I think you and I are in agreement that we hate this format. Cantlay earned his number one position and began play at 10 under, which essentially eliminates half the field, in my mind.
Yeah, it does.
You know, some players starting at 2, 3, 4 under, 1 under, even, they got no shot. But nevertheless, we're going to watch, and maybe somebody will catch Cantlay. We'll see. I mean, right now, Victor Hovland and Billy Horschel would be in the lead if they were playing it straight up, both 5 under on the day.
True. The person not catching them will be Hideki Matsuyama. It will not be Hideki. The Masters champion shot a 77 today, and started off -1. He is now +6.
He's only 17 back.
But he's going to get $395,000 for finishing in 30th.
Yep, that's what the last place finisher makes in this tournament. Eight players, eight or nine, will make more than $1 million in this one event. You know how many LPGA professionals have made $1 million this year?
Not many.
Eight.
Yeah, not many. Not
for the year.
For the year. Patrick Reed coming off a hospitalization, by the way. Not too bad. 72 today, 2 over par. A tough golf course, East Lake. Historic, of course, the club that Bobby Jones played his golf as a youth in Atlanta. The tournament within a tournament, Mark, everyone watching this. And it's, I don't know if it's going to be, they play in groups of two. They play in twosomes. And there are 15 of them that go off. Everyone is hoping and keeping their fingers crossed that you-know-who and you-know-who are going to play sometime within these 4 days. That would be Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. Right now, only one shot separates them at this time. It's a possibility, Mark. Oh, my gosh. The world of golf is going to explode sometime Friday, Saturday, or Sunday if Bryson and Brooks play in the same twosome.
I want it to happen in the final round. By the way, Steve Stricker got his 6 automatic qualifiers for the Ryder Cup together for dinner last night, and that included Bryson and Brooks, and apparently went off brilliantly.
Well, you're not, when Dad's there, you're not going to misbehave, right?
You better not.
And they're not going to start a food fight or something like that in a, I'm sure, a very nice restaurant as far as Atlanta is concerned. I kid, of course.
Give me that matchup in the final round. You'll never see the winner shown on TV.
No, oh God, no. It's going, especially on NBC. Are you kidding me? That's going to be that's going to be Bryson and Brooks. And yeah, Cantlay's at 23 under par, but who cares? Let's watch this and let's get that microphone turned up to about 11. You get the reference. You get the reference if you know the movie, but. Anyway, it'll be fun. It'll be fun over the weekend. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 4702, Dave Wanstead must be a laughingstock because of all the rumors he started. Well, if they don't come true, yeah. But like I said, this thing is probably going to change 75 times, and I'm not dismissing anything yet as far as the Alliance and non-conference and conference expansion and whatnot. We'll see. 319.
Wanstead might want to find new sources.
He may want to, if indeed it does not go according to what he was reporting to Chicago radio a couple weeks ago. 319-366-1600, 327 here on the Gym Class for this Thursday, the 2nd of September. And we're going to throw it to Mark now for and Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're right across from the Lindale Mall on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's. And don't forget, tomorrow we have our first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. You and I will be joined by Dave, and we will pick 6 games from a very, very good weekend as far as the college football schedule is concerned. And three of our listeners will have an opportunity to hitch their wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and whoever has the best weekend, you get a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. That comes up tomorrow. What do we have today, Mark?
Excuse me, abbreviated slate in Major League Baseball today, including the Twins being off. They'll face Tampa Bay beginning tomorrow. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Philadelphia leading Washington 7-6. Top of the 9th, Oakland on top of Detroit 8-6. And San Francisco in the top of the 4th, leading Milwaukee 1-0. By the way, the Giants fell a half a game behind the Dodgers in the NL West standings last night. And Iowan has won the United States Senior Amateur in golf. His name is Gene Elliott from West Des Moines. He won that match play event earlier today. Earlier this year in July, Elliott won the British Amateur. So nice season, certainly, for Gene Elliott. And finally, Solon's Aaron Kirkhoff has qualified for the finals in the Paralympics 400 meters. That will take place, thanks to our friend Mike Jay, the track guy, for giving me the time of the final. Tomorrow night, Friday night, 8 o'clock, shortly after 8 o'clock, it will be on NBCSN. So good luck to Aaron.
Awesome. That is a great story. No doubt about that. Two Eastern Iowans there, of course, at the Paralympic Games in Tokyo. And best of luck to Jessica and to Aaron as they try to bring home medals, indeed. And Iowa baseball also releasing their schedule today, pumping it up a little bit, trying to toughen it up to in case they are on the bubble again next year, which they squarely were on this past spring and summer, going into the summer anyway. And so that is available. If you want to check that out, you can do that at HawkeyeSports.com. Coming up right on 3:30 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We do have a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, they've been serving customers since 2003. And it deals with the Cyclones today.
Indeed. How many games will Iowa State win this fall? We give you four choices. 10 or more. 9. 8 or 7 or fewer. KGYMradio.com.
We'll talk about that. Where will Iowa State finish in the Big 12? Mark and I have our thoughts. We'll talk about the Big 10 as well as college football getting underway tonight. We also have high school football coming up tonight at Kingston Stadium. A little bit of history being made at the old Gray Lady tonight as it'll be number 4 and 4A Cedar Rapids, Washington. For the first time ever, Marion and the Warriors getting together. Marion Wolves. Mark, over and under, how many times John and I will not say Wolves tonight?
I'm going to say zero. You guys are pros. You've rehearsed it. You got a flashcard in the booth. Marion Wolves, Marion Wolves, Marion Wolves.
I've been saying it for the last 24 hours in my head. But I, there will be once I will slip up, and I will apologize to everyone out there tonight. We've got it at CRM Live Sports on YouTube, Twitter, as well as Facebook. If you want to check it out, we encourage you to do so. John and I will be there at Kingston Stadium, and what should be a great football night. Temperature kickoff forecasted to be right around 71 degrees, and tomorrow could be in the 60s with rain. We'll see. They're talking about all-day rain tomorrow and quite a bit of rain. So hopefully no lightning involved in that. But tonight's going to be a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, and a couple at least major college players, one on each side, Scott.
Indeed. Watts McBride for the Washington Warriors. And then Mr. Excitement, Alex Mota for the Marion Wolves. The quarterback, but probably he's an athlete slated probably as a slot receiver or a D-back in college. We'll wait and see how that all plays out. And Watts McBride probably a safety as far as Division I schools are concerned. But we'll have that game. First time Marion has been at Kingston in probably 30 years or so. And we'll have it for you tonight again, CRM Live Sports. We'll bring you all the action. 3:32, we're going to take a break. Come back, we'll talk about the Big 10 and the Big 12 when we return.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with enhanced 30-1 odds for the first big college football game of the season. That's right, pick either Georgia or Clemson to win, and you could turn a $5 bet into $150. If you like Clemson and their new quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, $5 into $150 with a 30-1 enhanced odds boost. There's no better place to bet college football than FanDuel Sportsbook. They have great promotions, the number one rated sportsbook app. It's easy to use. They feature fast payouts. You get paid in as little as 24 hours when you win. So make the most of college football this week with enhanced 30-1 odds on Georgia versus Clemson. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code COON so they know we sent you. That's promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football team made it 32 straight home game wins Friday night with a 28-14 victory over Western Dubuque in the season opener. Senior Alex Neal led with 2 touchdowns and 202 passing yards. The team hits the road tomorrow to face Western Delaware. The Xavier volleyball team fought hard for five sets before falling to Iowa City West 3-2 on the road Tuesday night. The Saints will be back in action for a varsity invitational at Cedar Rapids, Washington on Saturday. The boys and girls cross country teams will run in the Linmar Invitational at Oak Ridge Middle School on Saturday. The boys golf team placed second in an MVC quad hosted by Iowa City West last Thursday. Quincy Johnson shot a 1 over par 37 to earn medalist honors, and Grant Allen posted a 39 for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hey, welcome you back at 3:35 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Mark with you, and we are presented, as always, by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Couple of texts here before we talk some college football. 3153 is respectfully disagreeing with us, Mark. The FedEx is a year-long tournament. And I agree. I wish there was... I think they can do it a better way, though, than starting the leader off or the first-place guy in the FedEx with a 10-shot lead. That's just my opinion. I think they can do it better as far as with a point situation is concerned. They used to do it that way. Just my personal opinion.
I would agree.
And 86-83 wants Ben to pick games. More opportunity for people to win. That is true. 86-83, if you can call Ben at 319-366-1600 and convince him to make football picks, we will gladly bring Ben on the panel. Is that correct, Mark?
We'll consider it.
You made Ben laugh. Oh, man. As we get into our segment here, Cajun Troy, the Cyclones will win the national championship. Troy, what about Coach O and the Fighting Tigers of LSU? That's my only question, Troy.
That's pretty bold, Troy.
That is a bold statement, Troy, that the Cyclones will win the national championship. All right. And we'll talk more about specifics with Iowa and Iowa State coming up tomorrow, as well as have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up on the program for the Friday edition of the show. And talk about Ohio State and Minnesota. We'll wrap that up coming up tomorrow. And there are more Big Ten games coming up tomorrow as well. So, yeah, we'll see. 319-366-1600. Well, you can't take what Mark doesn't do anymore away from him, 86-83. It doesn't work that way. All right. Well, Troy likes Iowa State for the Big 12. Let's start there. It's a lot of people's opinion around the country. In fact, I have not seen anyone who does not share the opinion that it is a Oklahoma, Iowa State, Big 12 world, and the rest of the Big 12 is living in it. And I think for the most part, that is probably pretty accurate. I'm with Phil Steele, though. The more I read about TCU, the more I am not dismissing the Horned Frogs based on what they have coming back. But Gary Patterson, they need to win close games. That has been a bugaboo lately as far as the Horned Frogs are concerned. They have just not been able to win those close games. Of course, led by an Iowan and Max Duggan. Like to see them do well. But I think everybody's got Iowa State and Oklahoma on a collision course, if not once, then certainly twice, Mark.
Yeah, most people do. But I'll say that it's not going to be a walk in the park for the Cyclones. I had a lot of things go their way last year, and they earned it. They earned everything that they got. It's hard not to like this team with everything coming back. There's no question about that. But there are possible pitfalls along the way that every team has. And as we've come to know, college football is wildly unpredictable. Just when you think you have things figured out, you don't. We talked 14 years ago, Appalachian State winning at Michigan. There are going to be, maybe not to that magnitude, those types of upsets and situations. Certainly the Iowa game is a possible landmine for Iowa State. Don't sleep on Kansas State. You have to go there. You have to go to Manhattan. And I think even though it's at home, Texas is going to be a team you got to deal with. As Phil Steele told us, that was a team that was a couple plays away from being 10-0 last year. And, of course, the game at Oklahoma. And I think one reason that people like Oklahoma, two reasons, because of the talent they have coming back, led by Spencer Rattler, but also the fact that that Iowa State-Oklahoma game is in Norman.
True. Yes, it is in Norman toward the end of the season. Iowa State's certainly the toughest part of their schedule is the back half, although do not sleep on that game in Waco against Baylor. I don't think that's going to be a gimme. You mentioned at Kansas State, and they also have to go to West Virginia as well before going to Norman. And then in the year on Black Friday against TCU, keep that in mind. Oklahoma with Spencer Rattler, it all depends on the defense. All depends on the defense. It made improvement last year. Can it take another step? They've got quite a few. I think it's 8, 9 returners, something like that, back as far as the Oklahoma defense is concerned. It's got to get better. They just cannot give up 35 points a game to top teams, which they have been doing over the last handful of years. Maybe not to that extent last year, but last year was kind of a, obviously with the COVID going on, an outlier. But that defense has got to get better. They can score with anybody. They can score and put points on the board with anybody. Can they stop people? That is going to be the big task and the big test as far as this year is concerned. Can they beat Iowa State twice? The Big 12 is hoping against all hope that it's Oklahoma and Iowa State and they split, and then nobody probably gets into the championship playoff of those four. We'll see. And I think you're right as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about this coming up tomorrow. But as far as Iowa State is concerned, you kind of put it like a golfer who goes out and shoots a 62 or a 63, and you have to come back the next day and try to do it again. And we've said this before with Iowa as well, when things tend to go right. Are they going to continue to go right? Are all the breaks going to go your way? And I think that's a legitimate question. Iowa State certainly has the talent, but is everything going to go the Cyclones' way? That pretty much went the Cyclones' way last year. Football is very tough to predict, Mark.
It is indeed, and we're a witness to that, that's for sure. But, I mean, the one great variable, I think, too, is that the target is on Iowa State's back. For every team in the league, they want to beat Iowa State. And dealing with those expectations of being ranked number 7 in the country out of the chute, they could very well start the season 5-0 going into the bye week and then continuing in mid-October. But you alluded to it, Scott, the back half of the schedule, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, TCU. It's a tough road.
319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Troy says, if Iowa State does lose to Iowa, she is not watching them the rest of the season. That's a little harsh, going from national championship to not watching. I don't know. I always hearken back to Iowa's 11-1 year, and the one loss was against Iowa State.
Yep.
And that one loss does not a season make, especially in a non-conference game. And especially this year, it's going to be so interesting. Next week is going to be amazing with Iowa and Iowa State getting ready to tee it up, especially if the Hawkeyes win. Now, if Iowa loses to Indiana this week, I think it puts a whole different perspective on that game next week. But if the Hawkeyes beat the Hoosiers in any way possible, boy, the hype train is going to be absolutely off the rails as far as Cy-Hawk week is concerned.
Well, it is, and I would hasten to say at this early juncture that the outcome of that game may or may not matter in the whole scheme of things on the national landscape and certainly in the conference landscape. It's not a conference game, but it would be a very high-profile game. Iowa State would remain in the top 10. Iowa would be, what do you think, depending on other games, maybe 12, something like that. We shall see. It would certainly leapfrog Indiana. But, yeah, if both teams enter 1-0, it's going to be probably the biggest, if not the biggest game in this series history.
I don't think there's a doubt. 40-77 from the 641. Both Cyclones and Hawks finish 8-4 and win bowl games. I don't think Iowa State fans are digging that 40-77. If you give them that scenario, we'll see. 3:46 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. I think Iowa State and Oklahoma are going to end up playing in the Big 12 championship game. I don't want to garner a guess on who is going to win that Big 12 championship game. By the way, Cyclones wearing Cardinal uniforms with white pants on Saturday, Mark. No black for the first time in a while.
I like the black. I really do. But so be it. We'll see.
So be it. If you're into uniforms and whatnot. No, 4702 says Iowa is not digging 8-4 either. We'll see. Do you see Oklahoma and Iowa State at the end of the year playing again in Dallas?
Certainly Oklahoma. I'm torn between Texas and Iowa State. I think whoever wins that game in Ames between those two clubs will finish second. But again, we outlined the possible pitfalls for Iowa State. It has to navigate a lot to get there.
I kind of like TCU to finish ahead of Texas. I've been playing this Texas thing too long, man. I'm sorry, Leah Van and BJ and Marion and all the other Texas folks out there, but they, fool me once, shame on me, right? Scenario. I've been fooled too many times by the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, and some people even liking Texas Tech a little bit to win a home game against Iowa State. Again, a lot of possible pitfalls that you need to navigate.
By the way, TCU hosts Texas this year. 319-366-1600 at 3:48. Let's shift our attention to the Big Ten Conference, Mark. Of course, it gets underway tonight with Ohio State and Minnesota. We talked about that earlier. If you missed it, you can revisit the podcast at kgymradio.com under the Gym Class, as well as Apple and Spotify. We encourage you to take a listen to our podcasts up and down the line for both our show and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. But it'll be interesting. I want to see how Ohio State, I'll record it tonight and watch it when I get back in the fast forward motion, but I want to see how Ohio State looks and see how the Gophers look. It's certainly a Gopher team that's got some veteran leadership in the skill roles. We'll see. I think it's a big year for PJ Fleck, no doubt about that. Can Ohio State roll again, though, on the road? Everybody, I don't know one person around the country that has not said Ohio State is going to be the Big Ten champion.
Well, certainly the East division champion, if not the Big Ten champion, and we'll see how that plays out. I, like you, Interested to see what the Buckeyes look like in game one. Doesn't mean they're going to be at top performance speed in that one tonight. But it will have a couple challengers, I think, including in the East anyway, Penn State, highly regarded. This Indiana ball club, didn't they beat two or three teams on the road last year? Not Ohio State, but...
No, but gave Ohio State a pretty good game.
Yeah, Indiana's going to be a factor, so it's not going to be a walk in the park for Ohio State, but they are prohibitive favorites.
They are. Talking about the West first, most folks and most experts around the country are saying the Wisconsin Badgers. Iowa has to go to Madison again this year. We'll see how that plays out, if that game holds a great deal of significance. We've already seen Illinois with a win at home over Nebraska. Purdue, we'll see how that plays out with Coach Brohm. Minnesota, as we mentioned, with a lot of veterans. Northwestern and Fitz, if they can get any quarterback play, I like the Wildcats still. I really like Northwestern. But my first two are Iowa and Wisconsin, and I think you have to give a slight edge probably to the Badgers due to the fact that they host the Hawkeyes this year. If it comes down to a head-to-head situation, we'll see. Iowa got the best of the Badgers last year in Iowa City. But I think it comes down. I think it's going to come down to that day in Camp Randall, or night in Camp Randall, whatever the case may be, to determine the Big Ten West.
Yeah, very well could. Well, if you could tell me what's going to happen on Saturday afternoon, this may make things a bit easier in terms of what Iowa's going to do in the Big Ten. And tell me what's going to happen in the first two games, and I can better evaluate what's going to happen in the season for Iowa. But I know that's not possible. Just have to, you know, try to do the best we can in terms of I'm not as big on Wisconsin as a lot of people are. Graham Mertz, nice quarterback, not a star.
He's got a logo.
he's got an NIL logo, yeah. They're always going to have a good offensive line. They need to improve the running game. Probably going to have a pretty good defense. But is it going to be better than Iowa's? Is it going to be better than Northwestern's? I don't know. I'm not sold on Wisconsin. But then again, I'm not sold on Iowa either. Over and under 8.5. I think it's going to be 8 or 9 for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Again, depending greatly on what happens in these first two games. Pitfalls, just like Iowa State, you've got that game at, the first two. Home game against Penn State. You almost have to win that one because it's at home, even though Penn State's going to be much better. And then after the bye week, those two road games at Wisconsin, at Northwestern, followed by a game against Minnesota. Interesting stretch there.
31-91, thank you. The Wisconsin-Iowa kickoff is 11 o'clock. I'm taking one game at a time, 31-91.
That game time has been set, though. You're correct.
Okay, very good, very good. We'll see. Northwest Iowa's record has not been exemplary against Wisconsin and Northwestern lately over the last handful of years. Have to turn that around. Wisconsin's been to the Big Ten title game, what, 3 times? Northwestern twice, including last year. We'll see. Iowa's, those are the two games. And we're going to know a lot more about the Hawkeyes, I think, coming up. Right now, though, I think I'd take Wisconsin by a smidge to face Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. But we'll see. And a lot more, I think, after Iowa-Indiana coming up on Saturday. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll update you on golf and have more for you before we say so long today after this.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Make over your kitchen with American Standard. The Northport pull-down kitchen faucet comes in a modern matte black finish and a timeless stainless steel finish to match any style. All kitchen faucets are 11% off.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 6th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Lots of places are hiring now, but Midwest Metal Products is where you want to be. Family owned for over 55 years, they have second and third shift production openings, painters and powder coaters, as well as several other positions. Great starting wage, great benefits, including profit sharing, an air conditioned shop, and on-the-job training. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required. Equal opportunity employer. Apply online at MidwestMetalProducts.biz.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply lets you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for Mindula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply. She says, quote, "I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
Back to wrap things up at 3:56 here on the Gym Class for this Thursday on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. PGA Tour, the Tour Championship going on right now. Yes, Cantlay leads, but what everybody wants to know, Brooks Koepka has finished at -5. Mark, he shot 3 under par 67 today. On the course, Bryson DeChambeau, +1 of the day, -6. And has hit it into the water on 15. Uh-oh, Mark, we're getting closer.
Well, if we can't have it final round, let's do it tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. We could do it 3 days in a row. Do they need Stricker to be the honorary, you know, captain walk guy between the two if they do happen to pair up?
No, I think they'll be fine.
Okay. All right. That would be fun, though. I think it will be great. 31-91 with a solution for Iowa State after 25. Still alternate between Iowa City and Ames each year, but split profits, 60% home team, 40% road team. Similar to neutral site as far as financials. Helps lessen the burden of losing seventh home game. Ideal situation potentially for Iowa, but maybe not ideal for Iowa State. Look, they're gonna sit down. Jamie Pollard's gonna sit down, and Gary Barton is gonna sit down. They're gonna try to figure this out. I don't know if it's going to happen, and like I said, I'm not worried about it yet because that's 2025. It's 2021, and this thing's gonna change about 100 more times. So
I'm with you on that. And 1307 on the text line, wondering about College Game Day and aims for Iowa. Well, number one, they both need to get to 1-0. Number two, you also have Oregon, Ohio State that day, and I'd be shocked if it isn't Air Force and Navy on September 11th.
Yeah, I think they've already – I don't know if the announcement has been made, but there's a lot of speculation with the 20th anniversary of 9/11. It's going to be the service academies that College Game Day will visit, and that is probably apropos, no doubt about that. All right, tonight we've got Ohio State and Minnesota. We'll talk about that tomorrow. High school football tonight, week two getting underway with Marion and Cedar Rapids, Washington. Tune in at CRM Live Sports tonight on YouTube, Twitter, as well as Facebook. We'll have the call tonight at about 7:15. That, we'll talk Iowa and Iowa State, our predictions, Mark, your predictions, and we'll have the pick six. Busy day tomorrow on Friday.
Yep, look forward to it. We'll talk to you then. Have a great call tonight.
And maybe Brooks and Bryson playing together. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Ready for an oil change? Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need.